This is Fresh Air. That's Leonard Bernstein conducting the overture to his Broadway musical Candide. The conductor, composer, educator, and theatrical musical personality died in New York Sunday night at the age of 72, just 5 days after announcing his retirement as a conductor. He died of a heart attack caused by progressive lung failure. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is on the line with us from Boston. Hi, Lloyd.
Hi, Terry.
Bernstein had been known to be ill for quite some time. How's the musical world registering his loss?
I think with disbelief. I think he was a figure of such youthfulness and energy and incredible versatility. I think it was hard to believe he would ever die.
Bernstein was probably most famous as a conductor. When he was 40 years old in 1959, he was appointed musical director of the New York Philharmonic, and that was the first time an American conductor was chosen to lead a major American orchestra. Can you talk with us about his conducting?
Well, he was a brilliant, exciting conductor. And he would do almost anything to get an audience and the musicians themselves excited. No one was more theatrical on the podium than Bernstein. He jumped up and down. He thrust out his arms. He had facial contortions. You know, it was as if he were acting out all the emotions that he heard in the music. Bernstein was also one of the major figures to champion American music, especially composers like Charles Ives and his own mentor, Aaron Copland. I think he was also a popularizer. He made people on many levels love classical music. The Young People's Concerts on TV was probably the first introduction a lot of American children had to classical music. And I had a passion for Mahler that I think was one of the main reasons Mahler is so popular today.
Well, let's listen to an excerpt of Bernstein conducting the New York Philharmonic in Mahler's Third Symphony. What were the controversies about Bernstein as a conductor?
Well, there are obvious limitations to his approach. There's more to music than brilliance and excitement. And Bernstein tended to make everything sound excessive and theatrical, and excessive in the same way.
Let's talk a little bit about Bernstein as a composer.
Well, I think his more serious classical compositions tend to be on the pretentious and heavy side, and really rather derivative. I think his greatest contribution was as a Broadway composer. His four best shows, On the Town, Wonderful Town, West Side Story, and Candide, were really his most original work. And they had a kind of wit and tunefulness and passion and ambition that was really what he was most at home with. And I think they reflected the most appealing side of his own personality.
When I sit and listen to a symphony, why can't I just say the music's grand? Why must I leap up on the stage hysterically? They're playing pizzicato and everything goes blotto. I grab the maestro stick and start in leading the
band. Carry it away, carry it away. And when I go to see a moving picture show, and I'm watching actors in a scene, I start to think what's happening is really so. The girl, I must protect her. The villain, don't respect her. I leap to her defense and knock a hole right through the screen.
Bernstein was really one of the few classical music composers who also wrote for the Broadway stage. Can you hear the influence of one form of music on the other in his writing?
Yeah, I think one of the great things about the shows was that they combined popular idioms, jazz and show music, with classical forms and rather daring, inventive harmonies and syncopations. Things like the quintet in West Side Story are, you know, are really a unique mixture of complicated classical techniques and show music.
Well, I want to thank you very much for helping us remember Leonard Bernstein.
Thank you.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and classical music critic for Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air.